Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive extensive Christ. Week 3. The all-inclusive extensive Christ, having the preeminence in all things. Related verses. Revelation 2:4. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Matthew 10:37-39. He who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter above me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his soul life shall lose it, and he who loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. 1 John 4:16-19-21. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God, loves his brother also. Romans 5:5. And hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. What was the cause of the desolation of the temple, God's house? Apparently, it was because the children of Israel were evil and sinful. However, the intrinsic reason for the desolation was that Christ was not exalted by God's people. They did not give him the preeminence, the first place, in everything. Actually, their failure to give Christ the preeminence, their failure to honor and exalt him, was a cause of their becoming sinful and evil. The principle is the same with us in the church life today. If we do not love Christ with our first love, giving him the first place in everything, that he may have the preeminence among us, the church will become desolate. The desolation of the church as the house of God always issues from the negligence of the experience of Christ. The problem of desolation is solved by Christ being properly appreciated and exalted by God's people. Recently, the church in Anaheim has been praying for revival. If all the saints in Anaheim would give Christ the preeminence, exalting him to the uttermost and loving him with the first love, there would be a genuine revival. The real revival in the church depends upon everyone in the church life giving Christ the first place in everything. Psalm 80:17 says, Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man whom you have strengthened for yourself. From this verse we see that Christ is at the right hand of God, the highest place in the universe. This reveals that the first place, the highest position, the preeminence has been given to Christ. The way of restoration is the exaltation of Christ. Whenever God's people exalt Christ, there will be restoration and revival. If a church is somewhat cold and old and desires revival, that church should give Christ the preeminence, recognizing him as the one who is at the right hand of God. Whoever calls upon him as such a one will be restored and revived. In our private life, married life, family life, and church life, Christ needs to be at the right hand of God. If he is exalted in every aspect of our living, there will be restoration everywhere. Exalting Christ is the way for revival, for restoration. According to Psalm 80, the vine is Israel, and the man at God's right hand is Christ. The world rejected Christ and put him on the cross, but God came in to raise him from among the dead and to seat him at God's right hand in the heavens. Today, as we visit people for the preaching of the gospel, we need to tell them that Christ, the Son of God, became a man, died on the cross for their sins, resurrected and ascended to the right hand of God in the heavens, and now they need to call upon him. In the sight of God, for a sinner to call upon the Lord Jesus is to exalt him. When a sinner exalts Christ by calling upon him, that sinner will be regenerated. As regenerated people, we need to come together in the meetings of the church to exalt Christ by praising, singing, and shouting. Instead of being silent, we should exercise our spiritual birthright to exalt Christ. We should declare, Lord Jesus, you are at the right hand of God. You have the preeminence in my private life, married life, family life, and church life. The more we exalt Christ, giving him the preeminence in everything, the more we will be revived and restored.